How you doing this morning or this afternoon? Get the RFM 300. Well, that's always a good thing. You can get some radios programmed. I need to get a couple in myself. 7550s. I think I got everything else figured out, finally. Got some repeater projects to do this weekend, or well, I guess it's going to rain this weekend.
The rain for today is pretty much over, and for the rest of the weekend, it's supposed to be in the 90s the rest of the week. But, four cities on hold right now until I figure out some stuff on it. The other repeater project should be done by middle or end of July at the latest. And, that's about it. Trying to think. Oh, the T-Wet project, I still got to get it up and going.
I hope you can get Far City figured out. I know a lot of people are waiting on that one. That's for sure. I know Bobby is and several others over that way. Tracy goes over there some, and especially the wind. I'll put a cover in the wind. I don't know if it'll cover that far, but it's hard to get from Far City in the wind with a handheld.
Also gotta get the old guy wires and other stuff like that. They're not tensioning too well. Just a couple other things that need to be done before we actually go all the way up on that thing. So.
Yeah. I told Shane that I might have something going for Conway, so maybe next time he comes to Conway. He's got family in Birmingham, Alabama, and wife's family, they all live there, and they come two or three times a year. He's had his GMRS license for over a year now, and has never gotten to use it, so they don't really have any repeaters down in Birmingham, so he's never talked on GMRS. I said, well, maybe by the time you come up here in the fall, well, you'll be able to do that.
No, yeah, no doubt he should be able to. I don't see why not. Like, they were everything, but... Yeah, like I said, we're going to get some radio program. I got to stop the auto parts store, get a headlight, all that. And that way I got the stereo headlighting there. But other than that, that's about it. Hanging out with WRR582. He's a co-pilot at the thing.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm a friend. Greg just retired from the highway department, so. Getting him on GMRS to get him a radio, I guess. And he worked the appraisal, so he finally retired from there. So, and he had a little bit more time for radio now.
Hey, Kim. I told you to get in here on paper retire. You can spend a little time at home. But, yeah, maybe. Get him on the radio. Get talking. Meet him on the radio and meet him in person. I know they're supposed to have some meet tomorrow or something, I think, at Lost Beach or something down here. Like Cannywood or some radio group, I think.
Yeah, not into the groups as much. I think I saw something about that on Facebook. Naomi and Greg used to work together, you know. Well, he didn't work radio, of course, but he started right after I did down there, so. But anyway, he's a pilot now, so maybe he can find something a little better to do. yeah, I enjoyed it when I worked there. Of course, everything was changing when I left. Highway police was A-win, and part was still VHF, I guess they still are. But sometimes it's just got to make a little change there, you know? But Yeah, we don't race like up, you know, we don't have any groups here to get together either, so. There's not a lot of people on the radio, period, anymore. They think these cell phones are going to work, and one of these days they'll be surprised when they try to use it and they won't. They'll probably wish they had a radio.
300, this is 582. WROR 582.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? I think it's Mark.
I'm panhandling. The weather, atmosphere and all that was good this morning. I talked to Monticello on my front porch up here in Little Rock.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before. One time, Spanish School for the Blind, stepped in the School for the Blind, made an auto fax call into Memphis, Tennessee.
That made my day, doing that. That just amazed me. Like I told 701 and 709 over here, said that I probably won't ever do it again.
Oh, you probably will. You know, you get these inversions like that. It's really good on 440. Like I was telling Steven, man, you get that repeater, if y'all ever get that repeater up down here in Watson Chapel. Yeah, he's got the tower and everything ready, you know. I said, who do I have people working it from Jonesboro or wherever? I said, because it happened. One time we had a band opening like that lasted for 2 or 3 days, and for public service, it wasn't really good because everything kept coming in, but I sure enjoyed it.
I guess this week's been one of those weeks. I was picking up Mississippi out of Columbia, Mississippi, I believe it was, on the Pulaski County Central repeater. They share an output, so I've heard them before.
Oh, yeah, well, back then, highway police was one frequency. We had 15101, and we had different tones for the state. And it was really neat because I could say up there at my house, and I could hear statewide right there. It was awesome. And my had a friend named Sam Oldwood. He passed away. He was a ham operator. Of course, he worked at the A1 ambulance company years ago, dispatched for them. But one day, he lived about a half a mile from me, and we talked to each other through the Indianapolis, Indiana repeater. That was really neat. I really enjoyed that, you know, talking that distance just for a half a mile.
Do you remember when all statewide state police was on low band?
Yeah, 4462, and the McLean County was on 3736.
Oh, you can't go wrong with low band. I got 2 low band radios. I just listen. I hear Pike Electric every so often on there, sounding like they're running DMR on low band. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can do that. I didn't know what they were running. I know a lot of electric companies have switched to the AWIN system, or, you know, Energy's got their own system. And I think First Electric, they're on DMR, they're on VHF. And down there where Steven is, they're on VHF also, but I didn't know any of them were still on low band.
Not mistaken, I believe Washington County and Benton County in Arkansas have got UHF and they simulcast low band for the fire service up there, WROR 582 mobile.
Now that you mention that, I believe they do. I know there's a couple fire looking on the scanner app, and I saw some low band like that listed still, so there's still some of it around. Yeah, I remember Sling County used to be on 3736, and then they got the rat packs on 150-something.
They're trying to migrate everyone over to the 800 system. Rumor had it they were going to try to tone from the 800 system and do away with the VHF repeaters. I thought to myself, that's a big mistake.
Very big mistake. You know, I think Benton still has their fire repeater, but nobody uses it. Problem is, they don't even have any VHF equipment in the cars anymore. So if the 800 system goes down, you know, they don't have anything. Well, like I saw them to Steven, they down there where they are. He's even thinking about trying to get something because they're all AWIN, you know, and they all just have handhelds. So if something was to happen to the system, you know, they don't not going to talk very far. So, and they page on, at least on VHF. Of course, everybody carries their phone and think that's the best way for a pager now. So, oh, well, I need to find me a UHF pager here and Mentor 5 or something, see if I can get it programmed for the fire department up here. I'd like to program it for our local fire department. That way I know exactly when they get toned out. Because we actually still use the old fire siren here, believe it or not. When it goes off, everybody, you know, everybody carries pagers. But right now I've got $8 a month and the system calls me on the cell phone, but I need to find a pager somewhere in the remedy that, because I like to know when they come by the house where they're going. Once you've done that for 20-something years, it's sort of just, you know, second nature.
I understand. I still recognize every one of these tones I hear on the radio. I recognize all the IDs that show up still. I miss it, but time to move on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. They were going to put a ham repeater out to Arch Street Fire Department at one time, but they never did get it up. I thought that would have some pretty good coverage around East End and Arch Street.
It would. In the Flash County Staff repeater in there. P25 capability, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, but it's turned off.
They probably don't even use that private repeater anymore. Probably just, they just mainly use 800.
They don't use it, but when I was on the fire department out there, I used it to try to get a hold to them on their private channel, and they never talk on it. But anytime I ever try to reach them on there, they have a fit. So, you know how that goes. Harvey Durham and Echo Camp ain't there in the morning. They retired.
Yeah, did you know a Berkey Hollenberger that used to work, now not junior, but I knew a senior, he used to be a deputy, used to be 623 for Slane County.
I didn't remember senior, but I remember junior. I worked with him one day at a fire in Alexander, he left me there and I chewed him out when I went back to the truck.
I never met Junior, but you couldn't ask for a better person for Senior. He had a whisper. He couldn't talk real loud, but really a nice guy. He really was. And one time James Rochelle had a repeater and was going to put it up, but got permission to put it up at the fire department down there. But wasn't the best repeater, and he never did get it done. So then things changed hands and all that, so you know how that goes.
I understand. Yeah, all these departments now are starting to use their brain. They're saying, well, we want to buy new radios to use our VHF system, because East End's got a repeater, R Street's got a repeater, Sardis has got a repeater, Shannon Hills, Northeast, but two of them departments don't even know their system's off.
Yeah, I remember they had all those repeaters. Some of them are going DMR, and, you know, no Perry County's now DMR. I don't know. I've never heard them yet, but they switched, and, of course, you know, Malvern, Hot Spring County wasn't long. We all had DMR, and now they're switching over to the AWIN system, and I told that chief down there, I said, you need to make sure, or got a message to him. I said, because I used to do their communications down in Lono Rolla, and I said, you need to make sure that, y'all keep your system. I said, it's not costing anything to keep them, and not costing everybody to keep the radios. I said, so that way you got them if you need them.
I agree. I'm one of those people, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, you know, everybody wants to be pushed on. Well, we go on the A-Win system. We talk everywhere. It has falls and troubleshoots, too. At least you have something to fall back on. That's what I've always preached.
Well, my WRFM 300, my problem is a lot of it you don't have interoperability, you know. Just like it was real helpful for, you know, here in Hot Spring County, the fire departments. Well, they didn't want anybody to hear it, so then they went decrypted. So you run into that, too. I understand why the agencies do that to a point. But, man, it sure is hard to know what's going on.
WRKL 394. Tim, I think you're cutting out there. I was trying to jump in and tell y'all something you might find interesting.
Yeah, I clicked. Sorry, go ahead.
Thought you might find it of interest. It is actually with the ability to simulcast all the Central Arkansas GMRS repeaters onto one frequency.
That's pretty neat.
You can use the software to do a simulcasted voting system, and it could be possible you could just have a, instead of having a whole bunch of different repeaters, you could have a just one Central Arkansas GMRS frequency. And oh boy, how I would love to do that, but it requires a lot of very expensive equipment to set up a high performance, reliable networking setup that'll get it done. And if that ever failed, then you've got a whole bunch of independent repeaters that are, you know, broadcasting over each other potentially if they ever got unlinked in the event of a major catastrophe and they're all running on backup generators and stuff and they interfere with each other.
Well, as the county fire ban is all simulcast with three repeaters. And it was OEM's brilliant idea to have it, so I like the individual repeaters back in the day. It is what it is.
Yeah, if everything works good, that man, that'd be great. Problem is, you get out of one and it doesn't switch over correctly, and yeah. But if you can get a good voter system, it'll simulcast like that and work. Man, it does work great. We do that in the county here, and most of the time it's okay. But you get one that's a little off, and then you got an issue. So, but yeah, that'd be sort of bad because you got three repeaters right there together, and it didn't work well. But I could see that for a couple repeaters, at least, you know, if you had two that you're trying to connect up, just say Benton and put one in Benton and one in, oh, I don't know, Alexander, you know, fill in a dead spot, a little local repeater, then that might be good.
Yeah, see, I've been mulling this idea over. It's one of those things that's always spinning around in the back of my mind. Is one of those really cool ideas that I should try one day, but for individual repeaters, I mean, that's what the whole thing is. We've got individual repeaters all over the state owned by different people, and they help you talk to people that are on the other side of the mountain. And then we also, as a bonus, have a system that has the ability to use network connections to link the repeaters together so you can talk to people even farther away. I don't know if I want to keep going farther with that. I like the fact that if everything fails, you know, I've, on all my repeaters that I've got set up, even if the Raspberry Pi just blows up and lights on fire one day, or just completely stops working, the repeater will still function. It won't link, obviously. But the repeater will still function even if you go cut the cable that's connected to the link system. So they will still function independently, and I do not want to interfere with that, because I think that that's a lot more important.
Basically, you got a final cast system in essence with what we're doing right now, that you're at T-709 mobile.
Yep, I agree, and that's exactly what you're doing. I could see setting that up on the same frequency with a voter for maybe two repeaters that you really needed to fill in the gap, and you didn't have frequencies, you know, you had to use the same frequency. You know, I could sort of see that, but I wouldn't do any more than that, you know, but, you know, that way if one went down, you know, you wouldn't be stranded, but, yeah, the way you got it, works a lot better. Sure does, you know, and it just uses different tones and different repeaters. That way, if one's down, well, you still can talk. If the link's down, you still can talk. That's what a lot of people don't realize on BMR. You know, they say, oh, well, I don't want BMR because if it's down, I can't talk to anybody. Yeah, you can still talk on a repeater.
Yeah, I think the only real potential benefit would be that, you know, we've got limited frequency pairs and we're sharing them with simplex frequencies. So cover the state in too many repeaters, you're tying up every frequency there is with the same audio. And there's a lot of people that will yell at me for doing that with what we have set up right now. There's a lot of people that say we're wasting frequencies. But that's why we only link big repeaters with large coverage areas, and we don't link up, you know, you don't want three repeaters in the same area all on different frequencies linked together, because that's just ridiculous. It'd be better to have one way high up that covers 40, 50 miles around it, and then you're only tying up one frequency in that 40, 50 mile area. So don't think that the benefits of that would outweigh the not benefits.
Oh, I agree with that. Yep. And, you know, we've had that in the ham world, you know. We had like two or three repeaters basically in the same area. I mean, you got, it's tying up multiple frequencies that's, you know, so, there's two on the shelf, so there you go. But, yeah, that, I agree with you there. You know, get the height of the antenna is the key right there. The higher, the better.
And you know they moved. I don't know if you're familiar with the fireside, Lane County. The Fire One sensor used to be over here by the high school on the water tower, but they moved it to bot site, and it's got some bad coverage, man. I remember on a portable, you can barely key up on low power, you can still hit it. You can barely hit Fire One now since they moved it to bot site.
Well, that's right next to the tower I climbed, and you should see it, because all the antennas are about, about 45 degrees leaned over. They look like they're about to fall off.
That explains.
If they're not going to use them, they need to let somebody use them that will.
Yeah, Saline County's not super great at maintaining their stuff. Coming from a guy who's using one of their sites.
Up there is the WISH repeater. There's Fire WISH and SO WISH in there. I think they turned off the SO side, though.
No, it's powered up, but I don't think it ever receives anything, and I'm pretty sure it's connected to a fried duplexer, so, yeah, it doesn't ever do anything. It is powered on, though.
Well, that explains it, then. Carry on.
I remember when I used to have that countywide repeater in, over at Bauxite. Yeah, I used to use it. And I remember they had a voting system at one time on the sheriff's office repeater. and it worked pretty good. Well, I think the main transmitter was like out on I-30 somewhere, 30 and 70 over that area. And then they changed all that around, and when they went to AWIN, they just took all the radios out and said, forget it. Harold lives over there on that hill over at Bauxite, that 500-foot hill. And he said, man, when that county, he was right across from Countywide, and whenever they'd key up, boy, just kill some of his receive.
Tim, it sounds like it's about time for your weekly modem reboot.
I wondered about that because things were sort of messing up. I have to do that here in a little bit. Anyway, but yeah, Harold was, that's what he was saying. Whenever they key up on Countywide, they just kill his VHF.
Yeah, you don't sound bad yet. It still sounds fine. Just drops out a second or two every now and then. I'm sitting at the computer trying to type some stuff in, can't get my thoughts straight, so I'm going to quit talking, but I'm still here listening. WRKF 394.
All right, we'll be boxing here to check some email and do a couple things here, so y'all have a good day over that way. WRFM 300.
WROR 582, 1010 on the side.